Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
Longbeard gobbler, get off of that hen. I sure would like to hear gobble, gobble, gobble again. I got a mouth call, sleigh call, and box call, but you ain't coming in. Longbeard gobbler, get off of that hen.
Welcome back, your host Ray Eye. As we continue on our 20-year anniversary, our turkey hunting shows, we're going to run back a couple years ago and grab a great friend, James Harrison, to demonstrate how to do the owl hooting, and we're going to go on a couple hunts from 2018. Here we go.
And now, on with the show.
Ray Eye. We're back on this beautiful Saturday morning, your host, Ray Eye.
And on our comeback from commercial, that was the intro to my Calling Is Everything seminar. Had a lot of owl hooting in it. Thought we'd come back with a little turkey music and owl hooting.
You're really going to join my next guest because he won the Grand National Owl Hooting Championship, and we're going to ask him how many times. So we're going to welcome to the show James Harrison. Hey, James, welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, buddy.
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Well, tell our listeners what kind of call you're using and about your calls, because I know you design and build calls. You've won this. How many times have you won it, and what are you winning it on?
I've won it 5 times.
Wow.
And I'm using an owl hooter that I designed called the Harrison Hoot Stick, which we sell to Hook Custom Calls. No, it's a reed type owl hooter. Basically, you just hold it in your hand and blow air into it, and you get the reed vibrating on it, and that gets the owl sound going from there.
I won the Grand National Owl Hooting Championship in 1980 in Niagara Falls, New York.
Wow, that's awesome.
And to give you a little history and our listeners a little history, in 1978, the National Wild Turkey Federation's National Convention was at a hotel, Madison Rudelbach, in Kansas City, Missouri. That's where I met Ben Lee for the first time. But the other guys I'd already met in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Rob Keck, Terry Rahm, Kelly Cooper, Jim Clay, Lewis Stowe, some of those names, came
Man,
to Kansas
awesome.
City. There was a banquet that night. And at that night at the banquet, Ben Lee, Lewis Stowe, myself, Terry Rahm, Kelly Cooper, and a bunch of the guys started owl hooting at each other and throwing biscuits, rolls at each other, and owl hooting. Carl Brown was just starting to work with the Turkey Federation then. He was a caller at that time, but the next year he worked with him. He went to the Turkey Federation, Tom Rogers, and said, "We need to do an owl hooting contest. Have you heard these guys in the banquet?" 1979, next year, Birmingham, Alabama, was the first NWTF owl hooting championship. And in that contest, I placed second. Terry Rahm beat me by a point. Paul Butzke was third. How about that for some history?
That's awesome there. That's like a blast from the past. That's legends right there. I mean, when you're mentioning all those names and that, that's a heck of a list of guys to be calling with.
And I also learned a lesson in Kansas City. Never go out on the town at night with Ben Lee. Well, the rest of the guys were fine. Terry Rahm won the Grand National Turkey Calling Championship in Kansas City that year we were there. And they didn't have an owl hooting in the next year. Down in Birmingham. Oh, my gosh, what a contest. And that's where I met Dick Kirby the first time, was in Birmingham. And the boy,
awesome.
Chris, that we know, he was a little guy in the booth. What a great time.
Yeah, that
back
is
then,
awesome.
Back then, everybody hooted with their voice.
Right, had, right.
There was nobody even made an owl hooter. First owl hooter I saw was that one by the real McCoy, by Billy McCoy, made it the first owl hooter I ever saw.
Well, when I started hooting, you know, when I was in the juniors and coming up through there, we all ran our natural voice.
Right.
And as the owl hooters got better, from Dale Palmers to guys
right.
like that that kept designing owl hooters, I finally decided that I had to build an owl hooter to keep up with everybody. And I had about 4 years in design and development in mind. And, you know, I'd build one, take it to a contest, throw it in the trash. Build one, take it to a contest. Yeah. I like this one, throw it in the trash. So I got what I wanted.
Right.
But nowadays, the owl hooters that, you know, that I'm making and guys are making, they are so far advanced over a natural voice caller. It's just it's, you know, it's comparing guys that's gobbling on mouth calls now compared to guys gobbling with their natural voice.
Yeah.
They just got such a strong advantage over that now.
It's difficult on the phone. I don't want you to call on the phone, but I've got some of your owl hooting here. We're going to play that. I want everybody to listen to it. So just hang on. We're going to play a little bit of your owl hooting, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about it. Okay, so here we go.
Hi, everybody. James Harrison from Hooks Custom Calls. Here today to show you the new Signature Series owl hooter. Whether you're a competition caller or a spring turkey hunter wanting to get that turkey to gobble, this is a call for you. Make sure you pick yours up this spring.
Tell me about that rendition you just did on your owl hoot.
That's just a basic calls of a barred owl. What I'll start out with is a 8-note hoot, who cooks for you, who cooks for you all. And I kind of build up the build into it and go into some laughing and get aggressive. And then I just bring it back down with some basic 8 notes again and going in from there.
I got a carved, chainsaw carved wooden owl, big heavy. I had to carry it on the airplane back from New York. It was huge. And for several years, they gave out these big, huge owls, carved owls out of wood. What a great trophy that was.
Oh, those, I've always wanted one of the big carved owls. And I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to get one. I go to the contest at Nationals my first year, and it was actually the last year that they did the carved owl.
Figures as much.
And at that time, I was terrible at it, so I wasn't going to place anyway, so it didn't matter.
Okay. Well, but. Okay, James, thanks for coming on the show this morning. Where can they purchase your owl hooter?
You can get the owl hooter at hookscalls.com, and just look up online Hooks Calls, Google that, and it'll pull you right up to our page.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, have a good day. Okay, buddy.
That was my good friend James Harrison, 5-time Grand National Owl Hooting Champion.
Now we're going to bring you a couple turkey hunts. His first hunt is my hunt from 2018, Ozark Media Hunt, Johnson Mountain, down where I hunted as a kid. And I went on the backside of the mountain that morning at daylight and didn't do any good. I came back up over the top of the mountain and down toward the east side, struck a gobbler with my Hooks custom glass call, moved in, set up just off a field, and had an old blowdown in front of me. I always use a blocker tree. Audio's awesome. I ran a Sennheiser mic, a self-video, and myself. My hunt's been doing that for over 20 years. And you're going to hear some great audio. Took this right from the video camera. Moving down the ridge, and I hit a call, and I strike the gobbler, and I can tell he's out in this big field. So I moved down closer to the field and set up. I'm just going to let this thing go, and you can hear how it develops and the ending. All right, this hunt's with my little brother, Marty. This is down and further in the Ozarks off the Jack's Fork River Hills. He followed a group of gobblers with hens that evening and roosted them in the river hills just off the Jack's Fork River and found his setup that evening and backed out. We're going to start the hunt the next morning. He wants to make sure he knows exactly where they're at when he comes in to set up because he's going to get tight on them because they have hens with them. So he comes in and he owl hoots, locates them, moves up, hits his call. Some more great audio. You'll hear them fly down. You'll hear wild hens. And you hear Marty calling, and he's got him right in his face. He watches him fly down. Here we go.
chasing thunder.
You'll be able to watch both of these hunts in their entirety on Midwest Outdoors Television on the Pursuit Channel and 30 other networks this year. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.